And then when you're done, oh, I'm so happy it's done. Oh, it was so wonderful. Oh, I loved it. Oh, let's do a dedication. And your eyes are rolled up in the air. Oh, money for Melon, Trinity Devil, talking about you. No, I'm so holy. YSH. What's the point? If through the whole time you complain and you burden everybody around you with your complaints, and you make a lot of noises with your complaints, and you constantly complain and make noise and throw BFs, and then when it's done, you dedicate, what are you dedicating? What are you dedicating? Then next time you go to a disco, you jump up and down, and you get drunk, and you throw up dedicated. It's the same thing. It becomes samsara work because of how we do it and the motivation. It becomes samsaric work if we have the wrong motivation. So while we're doing Dharma work, it's very difficult. Don't complain. How do I know that? Because I'm a big complainer. I complain incessantly. But I'm learning. You know why? Because complaints affect our Dharma brothers and sisters tremendously. We plant seeds in their minds. I know we're not trying to be holy schmoly, but we can improve. So what happens when we complain incessantly, then after we dedicate, there's nothing much to dedicate. Because if you have bodhicitta, you wouldn't complain. If you have bodhicitta, there's something great to dedicate. If you do some actions motivated by bodhicitta, it's tremendous merit to dedicate. If you don't have bodhicitta, you just do it. It's not very merit, it's more karma. Then if you're collecting karma, on top of that you complain, there's no karma, there's nothing left. What's the point? So we have to think about it. Complaining is like having a cup with a hole on the bottom. Before we can take it up to drink it, it's already leaked out. Don't complain. And if we're very good at complaining, it means we practiced. Every day, we let's find 10 things to complain about. And we did it very well. And then we dedicated. Now I've become the greatest complainer on the whole planet. We dedicate. So when we're very good at complaining, it's because we practice complaining for many years. If we're very good at being lazy or irresponsible, that when we do something, we pass the next person, we know they have to correct it for us and make it perfect before it goes on, because we practice being lazy. We practiced. Gymnasts, lazy people, complainers, successful people, all practice to be what they're good at. So if you keep practicing being lazy, you'll be lazy. If you keep practicing complaining, you'll be complaining. You'll always complain, and your complaints will become more sophisticated, even better, and much more broader. And your complaints will reach a greater audience. I mean, incredible. Yeah, because you're practicing. It's just a matter of practice. So if you're always lazy, but you're always complaining, you'll become better and better at it because you practice. Similarly, if you practice compassion, if you practice generosity, or patience, or hard work, or having a bigger vision, you'll become better at it with time, because you create the causes to become better. One. Two is because you're practicing to become better. It's very logical. So whatever you're good at now, positive, negative, if you're very good at something, and you're very, like, we know certain people who are very good at seducing people. I'm trying not to look. I'm practicing not to target people anymore through Dharma teaching, because it's people. Do not target anyone at Dharma teaching because it's people. Did you hear that, hand?
I'm not going to listen.
Oh. My hand and me have conflicts. So we're very good at targeting people, seducing people for whatever, just because we practiced. So what I want to say to everybody is a joke, but I want you to think deeper. If you're good at something, it means you've practiced. That means you can be good at something else. Some of us are very lazy, very unmotivated. And we burden our own load onto someone else. And we just want someone else to take care of us, or to do our work and to take care and correct our mistakes for us. And we're very good at that. Even that we're very good at is because we practiced it. So what I want to prove to you by logic is that whatever you're good at, positive or negative, is because you practice being good at it. So if you do another practice, you also become good at it. Don't say, well, I'm like that, and just let it go. Don't say, well, that's the way I am, and just let it go. No. No. Don't just use that as an excuse, because you became like that by choice, and you practiced. Buddha became enlightened by his practice. Lama Dzongkhapa became enlightened by his practice. Hence the high lamas, when they return, they have to re-study to show them to practice.